You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. Hard-hitting analysis.
I saw you got him in your fantasy pool there, your little fantasy pool on TSN.
That's not this show. That's another show.
Sure. I guess you could call it that.
So what, you can't confirm or deny that you took Pasternak?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Well, from that standpoint, I guess I can let you off the hook.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
It's live from Maple Leaf Square. I had a game 3 tonight. Leafs Bruins, we're out of here on TSN Radio at 6:30 for the pregame. Puck drop at 7 again right here on TSN 1050. And we continue throughout the hour. Now we're up on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, Jamie Noodles, McLennan, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill will return in a moment. He's over doing a SportsCenter hit about 12 feet from us.
Can they see it, though? Can you see the people going nuts in the square?
Yeah, it's jam-packed down
here. And it's loud, the energy. I mean, this is a playoff atmosphere.
I love it. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have been texting in and tweeting in and pointing out that, you know, there's been a bit of a negative mood throughout the show, and I can understand that. The fact is, the Leafs did not play well on Saturday night. Nazem Kadri is going to be suspended. The Raptors blew another game 1. I mean, we're not on the court. We're not on the ice. But at the same time, flip it over, and let's get rocking tonight at the Scotiabank. And if you're the Maple Leafs, go out there and win a game.
But as a show, we have to go through the checklist. So, okay, let's look back at the weekend. That's what Monday shows are for. And then you get through half a show or three-quarters of a show because of Ray, and we got to get to all the topics. And then you start to look forward. I mean, this time tomorrow, we'll know how this game went tonight, game 3. It's a
Absolutely.
Pivotal game. So
it's a roller coaster, man. That's the beauty of the playoffs.
I mean, think about it. Friday, you know, excitement, roller coaster. Then Saturday, it doesn't go so well. Well, Monday, we have to get through the check marks of what didn't go well Saturday, what happened yesterday in the hockey world, in the golf world. And then today, Nazem Kadri, it's a negative shadow over top of it. There's nothing we can do about it. We're just going to report the facts and give our opinion on what we think went down. But ultimately, now an hour from now, listen, the guys are going to be out for warm-up in 30 minutes.
Right. And, you know, I think, as we've been saying for a long time now, leading into the spring, this was supposed to be the spring, and it still has the ability to be this new kind of era in Toronto sports for the Maple Leafs to prove that they can get over the hump that they haven't been able to get over the past couple of years, even dating back to 2013, and for the Raptors to prove that they're a totally different franchise and that they have a different mentality. And regardless of where we're at right now, the Raptors threw a game and didn't go so well, as we know. The Maple Leafs threw 2, where the first one was great, the second one wasn't. You still have an ability to build your own destiny here and to determine your own destiny and build a legacy. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the Maple Leafs do tonight with that opportunity because, you know, the Kadri stuff, you know, like we said, it's hanging over them. But once the puck drops, you know, that's your world.
You can't forget.
You don't have to worry about media. You don't have to worry about explaining it to anybody.
Right.
Once you're playing and you have an opportunity to build yourself up. And I'm looking at a guy like Austin Matthews tonight where, you know, superstars, every once in a while they get an opportunity to build their legacy and to chip away at a legacy where 15, 20 years down the road you look back and say, wow, that was a monumental moment. And I was hopeful he would approach that, you know, game 2 with that type of mentality. It didn't happen. He didn't play very well. But the beauty of the playoffs is there's going to be another game in 48 hours. And if he plays like a rock star tonight, you know.
Games 1 and 2 are forgotten.
People are going to be calling out his name. His name will ring out in Toronto.
But you just mentioned it. The beauty of playoffs is game happens, it's over. You're already looking forward to the next one. Now, it's a long series. I still believe it's going to be a long series. The winning team still has to win 3 more games. But you're now down to the best of 5. And if you're looking at it from a Leafs perspective, you've got home ice advantage of the best of 5. Not a bad thing. You know, now we'll see a couple games from now what you would sign off on.
Right.
That's really what it's these little inches. You move the sticks, almost in football, you just move the sticks to the first down. You keep moving along. And it's the small victories. It's the game within the game. And Mike Babcock has to keep his troops focused. I've circled Austin Matthews. I've, you know, I think they're going to get a good performance out of Mitch Marner. He's quite a consistent player. I think John Tavares will be quite wound up. This is his first home playoff performance.
Right.
But I look at guys like with an opportunity. William Nylander. Patrick Marleau. Patrick Marleau's played 1,600 games in this league, including playoffs. Like, I'm sure there's anxiety in his game, but he's been through every different scenario. He's a guy who can arrive into this series. Connor Brown, I think, had stretches during the first two games where he looked a little bit dangerous. You know, Tyler Ennis is going to draw in. What can he do?
Right.
These are all storylines within storylines. Now, that being said, I said this in the last hour. You know, Frederik Andersen, I thought, was great in both games. Gave them a chance to win. That's all you can ask for your starting goaltender. If he brings it in game three, they've got to deliver for him. If he has just an average night, they've got to elevate their play and help him out.
Right.
I'd like to be on this show tomorrow, Brian, saying he was good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Secondary or third thought process behind player XYZ.
Ideally, he's, you know, not necessarily way down the list, but yes, you make his life easy. You allow him to have a night like the night Tuukka Rask had on Saturday night, where Rask was not tested. When he was in his element, and he looked pretty solid.
Yeah, stopped. That breakaway on who? Was it Marner, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And listen, that's another guy. Tuukka Rask could show up and blow up tonight. He's going to have a blow-up game.
Absolutely.
One of these games, Tuukka Rask is not going to perform.
Right.
And you have to make sure that you take full advantage.
Exactly.
So if you get a lead tonight, you've got to hold on to
it. It's got
to
happen on both sides, and that's, you know, that's where... You know, we look at Nazem Kadri out of the lineup. I know Torrey Krug and Jake DeBrusk are going to play tonight. Clifton's not, so Kampfer's going to draw in. But you know that group's not 100%.
Right.
They're banged up. You have to have pressure points. And it's not about running guys through the building or through the boards, but you can certainly win loose puck battles. You can certainly win 50-50 battles and a little rub out here, a little push here. And if those guys aren't at the top of their game, that's how you have to expose it. You win little individual battles.
Yeah, I thought, you know, in game one, the Leafs did a really good job of, you know, controlling the puck, obviously.
Yes, they managed it.
They managed the puck really well. But they also used their speed to get themselves out of a lot of traffic.
Sure.
You know, and I think on the defensive side in game one, they did a good job of skating and getting themselves out of trouble and moving the puck up ice.
Right.
And I think from a forecheck perspective, that might have been the most extreme example of, you know, a flip of the coin,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, one end to the other. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I thought in game one they got on the Bruins defense.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to lay out anybody. They're not a big bruising team. But I thought what they did well in game one was they got the puck behind the Bruins defense and they went and they got it.
Yeah.
Where in game two, it felt like they allowed the Bruins defense to go and get it, and they thought, you know what, we'll throw a hit on you.
Right.
This Bruins team, man, they're comfortable playing in traffic. They're comfortable being hit. You know, Zdeno Chara has been hit a million times in his career. He's still going to make the play.
And he gets up, and he moves on, and he's a composed guy. I mean, if there's ever been two opportunities for him to lose his you-know-what, it's both Nazem Kadri
in the last 2 years.
And he's just stood there and basically, I mean, he's handed out a little bit, but nothing what he's compared to.
Right.
But you're right. It comes back to it. As much love as we gave Jake Muzzin and Zaitsev in game one.
They were the opposite in game two.
It happens, right? So you're looking at Jake Muzzin to have a response. I don't think he's going to have five more bad ones. You know, I think he's a guy who's going to respond. Morgan Rielly, to me, has been rock solid. I have no problem. When he puts his leg over the boards, I know what I'm getting for the most part out of Morgan. Farther down in the lineup, a little concerning, but that's where you need help from the forwards. You know, Jake Gardner and Travis Dermott haven't looked like themselves. And listen, they were banged up. They're coming back, and they're jumping on a speeding train, just not a moving train,
right,
because playoff pace is a lot higher. So the team needs to help them out.
Yeah, they do. I think Jake Gardner, you know, he got away with one in game one.
Yeah.
He got away with one.
Well, the team played well,
because
right?
The team played well, and they carried him home to a 4-1 win on Saturday. By no means was he, you know, the issue,
no,
or even necessarily in the top three or five, and nor should he be as a third-pairing guy, and that's what he is right now on this team. But I thought he looked, you know, pretty uncomfortable. I really thought he was tentative because when he's playing, again, he's not a bruiser. No. You're not going to notice him because he's throwing his weight around. You're going to notice him because he's making very smart plays with the puck, and he picks his spot to get up into the play. He can hold his blue line pretty well. I didn't sense that out of him.
No.
And they're going to need more out of him. Like, I know you're coming off an injury and everything, but you're a veteran guy. Mike Babcock was pumping your tires before the playoffs, how they can't find anybody else like him.
Right. Well, here's an opportunity.
You need to get more out of Jake Gardner.
Can't be lost in all of this, too. Home ice advantage. Last change. You can do your matchups. Like, Bruce Cassidy, I mean, he flicked the switch. He even came out after game one and said, I got out-coached. You know, I went head-on-head and just didn't worry about I trusted my four lines and thought they were going to roll through.
Right.
And some matchups they lost on. So what did he do? Right away. You know, he had Achari out there. He was trying to match up against Marner and Tavares that night. Did a pretty good job of getting Bergeron away from them. Now, and you know, Bergeron, I thought...
I think they can be better even that line, honestly, which is a little bit scary if you're the Maple Leafs.
Honestly, I feel the same way. I think Marchand, they've been opportunistic, but we've seen them where they've absolutely just dominated and controlled everything, cycled little no-look passes, and that Pasternak has been very quiet. Physical, which is surprising, but like O said, you know, if you're not doing something, at least you want to feel a part of the game. So I'm going to move my legs. I'm going to get my skating going. And he's had opportunity to have a couple big collisions. He has.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that top line's going to get theirs. The Leafs' top line is going to get their opportunities as well. But it's farther down in the lineup. What William Nylander is going to bring to the table as your third line center right now with Kadri out?
Well, I mean, you look at Mike Babcock going into this game. I think there are two players where he's got to get Matthews going. You know, it's on Auston Matthews to do it. Clearly, if you're a pro and it's the playoffs, it's not on the coach to poke and prod you to make you come alive. But if for whatever reason Matthews isn't alive or isn't comfortable tonight, I do think it's important for Babcock to move him around.
Yep.
And maybe it is, you know, you mix him into a shift with Tavares and Marner. You take Hyman off that line just for a shift or two and sneak him in and see if he can come alive. And then I think ultimately the main storyline from a coaching perspective for Babcock tonight will be how long is the leash for William Nylander at center? I know they're pigeonholed right now.
Yeah.
But you could try Patrick Marleau. I don't think he likes that option, clearly. I don't think he likes the option of William Nylander. I think Babcock is hoping that this will drive Nylander to feel like he's got something, he's got more of an important role to play.
He's got a line to drive now.
Yep, and drive that line. And you can't just be a guy who's going out there and you're trying to chop it up every shift.
No.
You know, if we can walk away with an even shift against Charlie Coyle, let's say who it is,
right?
That's acceptable. I mean, you should be trying to push to win that battle. But at the very least, you've got to be defensively responsible. You've got to give way more intensity, way more aggression. You've got to be tougher on pucks. But if he isn't, you can't just throw him out there for 15 or 16 minutes a night. You're going to have to make an adjustment at some point.
I agree. I feel like, now I've played with players, and fairly or unfairly, they're judged a lot of times by their body language and the way that they play. And William's a guy, when he's not scoring, he looks quite casual. And I think that pisses people off.
Yeah. It does. Absolutely,
you know,
it does.
But, you know, I can only think of guys throughout my career that I played with. You're like, man, I wanted more out of that guy. But when you actually look at them in their own right, they're intense. It just doesn't project out.
Right.
I
think William Nylander cares. William Nylander wants to win.
I never question that. But it's sometimes it's just the look. And, okay, casual goal that... I mean, darn near put it in his own net the other night.
Yeah.
And you're not getting away from that.
There's no explanation for it. You can't do it.
No,
it can't happen.
But it was a casual play. I didn't like the rear view, like, little peek at Freddie, hey, you're going to cover me up here.
Why didn't you have that?
It was a slight miscommunication. But what Freddie did, from a goaltender's perspective, is he poked it so that William had two options. If you push it out a little farther from the net, you've got an option to go the other way or use the net.
Right.
So it was actually kind of a textbook, really.
Where if you're a defenseman, you probably do that every day
of
practice.
You know, every day of the week. You push it, and the guy has two options. He can turn it up and evade pressure, or he can use the net and cut the net and jump into the play. It was just a very casual, poor play. I was shocked that Nylander got ice time after that. He actually ended up having a, got an assist, ended up having a chance.
In the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's actually very similar to Nick Nurse and Kyle Lowry. I was with a bunch of buddies watching the both games on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And in the fourth quarter, I think if that's a game seven, I'm not sure Lowry's on the court. But right. I think Nick Nurse said, man, I'm hoping to win 16 games in the spring. I'm hoping to go to an NBA Finals. I need Kyle Lowry.
You're going to need him. You can't lose him in the first game.
I can't lose him in game one.
Yeah.
I can't pull him off the court because I know he's ice cold and he's throwing up bricks.
Right.
I can't lose him, so I have to continue to play him.
Let him work through it. Let him feel a big part of it.
Yeah.
And you know
and
what?
And I think the same thing applied with Nylander. I think Babcock sat there and said, man, I can't bury him. I need him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need him to play. I need him to perform at some point.
Now, he didn't know Babcock.
What was coming.
I was going to say, he didn't know that Nazem was not going to be available to him probably the rest of this series. Not probably.
I think he's done.
He's done.
That feels like what people are saying in the hockey world.
It's 6:15. We haven't heard a peep. The league is, you can tell, I mean, this is a big market. This is a big decision. I'm just reading it right now, actually.
Did it actually just
says,
come out?
Says, NHL player safety. Nazem Kadri's been suspended for the remainder of the first round.
So
there you go. You got five games.
So is it five total? Or could, like, if it ends in five, is he back for game one?
Yeah, I'm reading the NHL player safety tweet, but I
okay.
I don't want to. I mean, let's wait for the official facts to come out, but that sounds like it's five.
That would be official, I would assume, yeah.
But I think he escaped one a little bit.
I'll be honest with you. I think he did get kind of lucky. You know, like that. After he did what he did, I'm like, he's done for the round.
Right.
You know, once I saw the angles. You know,
yes.
In the moment, I was like, yeah, maybe he's definitely getting suspended. But
right.
Then you start playing well, they kicked him out of the game, so maybe that'll count for a game. And they gave him three last year, and
well,
I think last year may have been worse.
Here's what's interesting.
But if he's done for the rest of this round, then there you go.
Okay, but if the Leafs won in six, he's only get suspended for four games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they win in five, he's only done for three.
Yeah.
You know,
it is what it is. But, you know, interesting. I instead of putting a number on it, it's just the round. You're done for this series.
Which, I don't have a problem with that. It's their own rule book. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I don't know how the Players Association reacts to it. You know, I don't. Can you appeal it? I guess you can. You're going to have the rights of every other player, but that appeal isn't going to go very far.
Yeah.
I think Nazem Kadri, it's probably in his best interest
honestly,
to accept it and say, okay, I hope I get to play again this year. Let's hope that his team kind of gives him an opportunity to redeem himself in a couple of weeks.
I think he dodged a bullet, and that's not, you know, that's no disrespect.
It's based on who he is, and his own history.
And that's a repeat offender, who he is, but if this came back, if that tweet came down and that was eight, I don't know. I don't think people would be shocked. They'd be outraged. But I think five is I think we ran around the table and said five or six. Either way, he's missing the first round. And you're right. He either plays hockey again in the second round or he's done for the season.
Yeah. Well, and it's on them to figure this out.
Exactly.
I think, you know, again, they were probably aware of it. You could tell with the demeanor of Mike Babcock the past couple of days.
Absolutely.
He didn't want to talk about it too much. He didn't want to spend too much time on it because he knew
not much
he knew what
was
coming.
Yeah,
man.
Not much you can do.
Yeah.
You allow the process to go through it. I'm sure they were in on some of the calls and you know, now, right now, as it's been announced, the guys will know, or they probably have been let know maybe an hour ago.
He's done for the round.
Now, let's focus. Because
that
the coach has to say that to the guys. And, okay, let's knuckle down. Let's focus. Because you don't want that to run through the dressing room and get them off kilter a little bit in their preparation.
Well, and listen, you know, public enemy number one is Jake DeBrusk right now. And the fans are going to probably boo him every time he touches the puck tonight.
Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, if you're a fan, you should be doing that. Be emotional. Get on them. But I think if you're Babcock, you know, you can't allow. And the Leafs aren't built this way anyway.
No,
they're not a loose cannon type of team. But you can't allow him to get into your grill here.
Colton Knorr's not dressing tonight. Going to chase him around.
No one is going to go chase around Jake DeBrusk. Although I will say this, and I mean, it's such typical, you know, hockey
lingo
and just minutia. Where
what do you got?
Well, you know, DeBrusk comes out after the game and he's like, "That I'm not that kind of player, and I'm a straight laced type of guy." And listen, 9 times out of 10, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the hit on Kadri. I didn't think it was a suspendable hit, but I thought it was his knee was out. And regardless of intent or not, no one intends on tripping someone or high-sticking someone. They
right.
do it. It should have been penalized.
But I
thought the elbow on Dermott was even greasier.
Yeah,
the elbow on Dermott, anyone that's ever played the game knows
the
exactly what the old reverse, I know what I'm doing and I'm going to pop you right in the face.
Yeah.
So Jake DeBrusk pretending like he's you know, a Selkie or a Lady Bing nominee is bogus.
Not the case whatsoever.
He's got edge.
Here's the thing. You're right. And the appropriate action for Nazem Kadri would have went over to him, drop the gloves, spin him around and fight him.
Right.
Or jump him if you want and take the instigator because you're down 3-1 at the time. That would have been the appropriate action.
Or, and I know this is way easier said than done.
Take a number, and game 3 or game 4, I'll see you.
And except, hey, you know, don't forget, you got him in game 1.
Exactly.
DeBrusk was brutal in game 1. You owned him in game 1 as a team.
Yep.
Okay, he got you in game 2.
Yep.
Is it difficult to swallow? Of course it is. But it's 1-1 going home. Look him in the face and say, I'll get you in game 3.
Yep. See you.
Come at me in game 3 because I'm going to crush you in game 3.
See you in Toronto.
That's how Chara responds.
Yep.
You know, that's how a lot of these guys respond that have been in the league for a long time. They can keep their emotions in check.
Pat Quinn.
I'll get you in 12 years.
12 years later.
Yeah.
Still got him.
At some
Still
point, if you want to get him back, you can get him back. But you can't get him back in game 2 with a cross check to the face.
I thought O made a great point. That type of behavior, and I know your emotions, believe me, I'm the poster. I made a stupid error in the playoffs where I was not a factor. But at that point, those types of actions are for February on a Tuesday night.
Right.
Like, this is important. Like, Nazem Kadri is a big piece of that team. Now, they're going to have to move forward without him. There's just nothing they can do about it.
But it could have been avoided. It's not an injury.
Exactly.
It's not an injury.
Like, he didn't. If
Nazem's playing tonight, it doesn't mean that they're a lock to win anything.
No.
But you feel just a little bit better about their chances.
Just because of the roster and the way it's shaped. But I'll go back to that. The hit. If Nazem is hurt on that play, on the DeBrusk hit through the neutral zone, that's a different scenario. We're talking about a Jake DeBrusk scenario where is that a suspension? Should have that been? But it's not. It didn't happen. Nazem got up. He wanted retribution. He was frustrated on the play, and part of his frustration is that I think he was looking back at the bench and going,
why isn't anybody else involved here?
You know, Freddie the Goat, 6'5",
yeah.
230, he's getting run over by David Krejci,
yeah.
Ran him over. I'm like, dude, you're
get up and hack, up and fight, get up and punch, show life.
It's not about fighting, it's more about, like, we've got a wolf pack mentality here.
Yep.
Nazem's in front of the net getting just dummied by 5 guys. You got 4 guys kind of wade their way into it. Like,
no, you're right. I think, again, it's not excusing anything.
Not at all. Not at all.
But
I'm
it's explaining something. I think, you know, he's a bit of a loose cannon anyway.
Right.
As I've been saying all day, I do think there's something about that team and that building where Nazem Kadri is scarred because of 2013 and 2018. But I also think there was a part of Kadri that was looking down the bench saying, is anybody else going to join the party here?
Yeah.
Like, and then Marlowe, who they all love and respect, gets laid out. And DeBrusk, listen, he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to throw that hit.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of in a gray area of the rink a little bit.
Just on the curve, right?
But he's allowed to do it.
I didn't think it was a penalty or anything. It was just a hard hit in a tough area. But I know Marlowe's respected, but
he's still playing.
Exactly.
Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm under the number in the Dallas-Nashville game tonight. I'm on Carolina. I think they get one, and I think they get it tonight. And I think Calgary bounces back tonight. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. ProLine, get way into the game. So we're live at Maple Leaf Square ahead of Game 3 tonight. We're going to continue on TSN2. The pregame coming up on TSN 1050. You can hear the game right here on TSN Radio. Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert coming up. Yes Guy, No Guy in about 12 minutes,
yes,
approximately.
Guns blazing.
Guns blazing for the Leaf game tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. We continue on TSN 2. This has been Overdrive on TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 2.